Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Oh, and joining us today, a very special guest, co-creator of Comedy Central's Digman and solo creator of Campbell's Clarifications. It's contest winner Neil Campbell.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Is it clarifications or corrections?
I think that you need to correct Jeff on that on the name.
No. Neil, you told me it was clarifications.
You know what's funny? I think I actually did recently go like, oh, there's something I want to send in, but it's just a clarification. It's not a correction. So I'll call it Campbell's Clarification. But I do think the segment is corrections.
That would be a different, that would be a spin-off series, and you should do it.
Neil,
for sure.
You can always feel free to send anything you want in here. There are no classifications, distinctions of anything. Anything can be what basically we just need to fill up the time.
Anything that helps us hit the hour is appreciated.
Well, you guys are talking about something that Hanford was talking about getting a PS5. And then you guys were talking about if I'm a gamer or not. And
yes. Right. We had a whole conversation about you.
And I was like, no, Neil's not a gamer.
I think Neil, we know you're listening, so let
us
know.
Yeah. So come on the pod and defend yourself. And I think that's the main reason I'm on today.
So are you a gamer or what?
I would say I get like hooked on like two games every year and a half, roughly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So one game every three quarters of a year.
For like 5 months, and then I don't play a game for 4 months, and then I play a game for 7 months or something.
And when you're not playing the game, you're just not playing PS2 or sorry, PS5. Right?
Yeah, definitely not playing PS2.
I know. Sorry.
Nor 3 or 4.
All right, wise guys.
Usually I'm just not playing something, or unless it's like occasionally playing FIFA, but even I don't even have the new FIFA yet. But that's what I'll say. Hanford, you should get PS5. I'll get the new, it's not even called FIFA anymore. You get We're finally connecting.
Yes, we can finally connect on something we both enjoy.
It's some common ground.
What are they calling FIFA these days? Football?
I think it's FC. FC 24.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to save this for booze news, but it's in the mail right now. I got a PS5 with a Spider-Man 2 combo pack.
Yes!
Wow!
Nice! Thwip, thwip!
Congratulations!
Thank you. By Thursday, I will be web slinging. I also have Red Dead Redemption 2 coming up.
Wow.
Even though that's a PS4 game, I can still play it.
Is there a Deadpool game?
No Deadpool game.
I was going to ask, is this the first time Campbell's Clarifications has scooped Booze News?
Oh, shit.
We're
competitors.
No. He didn't scoop Booze News because I was the one who actually leaked the news. He just talked about.
We're officially in Campbell's Clarifications.
Yeah, but this is still Campbell's Clarifications, technically.
Neil owns this portion of the pod.
No, well, wait a minute. There was barely a theme song played. Does Campbell's Corrections or Clarifications have a theme song?
Yeah, it's got a memorable one, Mike. Yeah.
Corrections does. Clarifications could just start at any time.
You're right. I did just say just do whatever you want. Shit. Does Campbell's Corrections have any animated voices at the end of it? Like so many
like
of the
Marge
others.
Or, I don't think so. I don't think I have that capability.
Quagmire, anybody?
It's time for Dutton's Delights. That's what I remember.
Campbell's Corrections. I think I made this theme song and it was, you know, like I had like a record scratch.
Yeah, I like that.
Total record scratch moment.
Because it always kind of, it's more of a get back here with my show type of renegade vibe.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but Dutz as a DJ, that must be your nightmare, a record scratch.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
Unless obviously, deliberately, because sure. You're mixing. But
Sure. Well, an accidental scratch sends shivers down my spine.
Oh, yeah. Neil, you missed it on the, and the rest of you will hear it on the blowout. I mentioned my Spotify Wrapped list, and all my top five songs were all off the Dutz album from this year.
Wow. Oh,
and it touched my heart. So
my number one was Holiday House by Beach House.
Mm.
Oh, Holiday House. And then,
yep. And then my Fleet Foxes was my number one artist. But then number two was my number one last year, Joe Hisaishi, which is just the guy who does the scores for Miyazaki films. And you just put on a mix cool. So that's just good in the background. And so
maybe I'll put that on.
That's wow. Has wound up being near the top of mine, but not like from. I mean, I guess it's from deliberate listening, but yeah, not, it's just more because you can put on a long mix and chill for a while.
And he's had the same guy for like multiple movies?
I think like almost, if not all of them.
I love Miyazaki. I just never clued into who's doing the tunes.
Now, Fleet Foxes, they didn't even put out an album this year, did they? You've just been going back.
No, but I saw them live in the spring. And so I think around the season I was, you know, either in the getting pumped up for it or in the afterglow
or a cool down.
I gotta listen to these songs so I know what the hell's going on.
Jeff, when you introduced Neil, you said that he's the co-creator of Digman on Comedy Central and then he's the solo creator of Campbell's Corrections. Neil, are you more proud of one than the other, or is it like you can't choose among your darlings?
I mean, it's nice to have one all to myself,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and not have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I imagine.
Although I guess, you know, I do usually before I send in a correction, I run it by Andy Samberg and I kind of go, hey, what do you think of this? You think they'll, and he gives like really good notes. And
he's like, no, they didn't say that. You have to go back and listen, Neil. That's not what they said. Oh,
we'll hop on a Zoom and kind of really punch sort of line by line.
He's like, no, if I recall, yeah. They got that correct. Yeah.
Now, speaking of workplaces and things and bosses, now, do you feel strange that you're on, you know, usually during the day, you're Tim's boss,
screaming,
you do that
day.
Type of thing.
Sure.
And now you are his employee, so more or less.
I know, the tables have turned. Yeah.
The guest on a podcast is the employee of the host.
Well, we are paying, we will pay you, okay, and who usually pays you is your employer.
Oh, the tables have turned, Neil.
Tim, this must feel like when an old-timey sitcom guy would have the boss over for dinner.
Yeah. I feel very nervous, and Neil does make, I do have to make Neil a roast every Saturday night.
And just hope the dog doesn't take a crap, coiled crap in his shoe.
Told me you have two kids that I have to see every
day. Hey, Mike, Jeff, would you just wear your hats backwards tonight and wear these extra, extra large t-shirts? What the hell are you talking about?
Tim, why are your sons kissing me so much?
They're amorous.
We're just playing PlayStation 5 all night. Yes, do that. Do that. That's something a child would do.
I don't feel at all like weird having my boss here, but I feel like for Jeff and Mike, this is going to be a rough episode for you probably because me and Neil, when we get together, we just come up with so many ideas for Digman episodes that we're...
I know. It's going to be a lot of inside baseball talk.
It's going to derail conversation a lot. We'll be like, oh, Rip, yeah. I could imagine Rip doing that, huh?
Yeah. Wait, I could imagine it too, but who would draw it?
Yeah. Well, I think the Titmouse Productions.
You guys don't have that ironed out yet?
Yeah, do you guys have your drawers all set for the next season?
We need two.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Drawers.
I can draw Swooper.
Oh, hey, that's good. Sometimes we forget to do that.
And I can draw Swooper.
Yeah. If you could each dibs one character, that would take so much off our plate. That would be amazing.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, divide and conquer. That sounds great.
We'll tell Mike Mayfield, yeah.
If you need Rip in one angle, I can do that.
Wow, that's better than me, so I'm impressed.
There we go.
Oh, yes, and I should say Digman is now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Yes.
Ooh.
P Plus?
If you didn't manage to watch it on Comedy Central week to week, now you got a chance.
I did.
I did week to week. Now, Neil, can I ask this? And
yes,
we can cut it if you need to, but are we talking about a second season?
Sure. I mean, it probably won't be out until 2025, but we are hard at work on a second season. Tim was just cracking me up all day.
But Hollywood knows about
it. Hollywood knows about it. Yeah. Good. Hollywood can't stop talking about it.
2025. Oh, those animators are so slow.
Hey, maybe we'll crack the whip and get them.
You ever think about maybe throwing a little in AI into the mix and get those things done quicker?
Ooh.
Scripts and acting alike.
Hmm. I hadn't thought about that.
What were you doing picketing all summer long?
I was listening to this pod, walking around the Disney lot.
Jesus. Hoping to meet Mickey and all his mates.
Do we get into some booze news? We have a show to do,
yes,
fellas.
Yes,
bip,
please.
Bip, bip, hit it. It's like, man, I'd be miserable if I had to say the same thing even twice. I can't do that.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Folks, check the tape.
Uh-oh.
DJ Khaled.
Have you ever brought coffee for the entire cast and crew of a music video shoot?
Another one.
Brought Starbucks coffee for the entire cast and crew of a music video shoot?
And another one.
One time brought coffee for the entire cast and crew of a music video.
Another one.
And bring coffee for the entire cast and crew.
Cast and crew.
Cast and crew.
Cast and crew.
Cast and crew of a music video shoot.
Cast and crew of a music video shoot.
So crisp.
Same thing twice was sent to us by Chris Finke. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Wow.
Damn, he calls you out.
Ooh, Finke gets thinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called you right out on that shit.
Now that I think about it, I say the same shit constantly all the time.
I thought that was on purpose to like get like a catchphrase going.
Build your brand.
That was. And I think that when I said that I don't want to say the same thing twice, I was talking about how hard it would be to go to be an actor on a promo cycle, kind of like the way that Neil is promoting Digman right now. Neil, are you constantly being asked the same questions all the time?
Yes, yes. Will you kiss me? will you stop kissing me? You
know. Those come back to back.
If you stop kissing me.
You really did, though. When Digman first was released, you and Andy did kind of a circuit, right? Did you get the same shit a lot?
We did like a junket thing like for a few hours one day. And then I think a couple, we like went on Comedy Bang Bang.
And did you have to do that thing? Like everyone was asking you questions and you had to be like, Andy's interesting too. You know, like, hey, don't forget to ask
Andy. Yeah, exactly. That was more like, hey, I'm over here. Remember me?
Hey,
remember me? I knew Andy. Hey, put me down.
So wait, Neil, so did you do it like you got a hotel room and you put up a backdrop and then?
No, it was all Zoom. It was like we got on a Zoom and they're just different people would cycle in and be chatting with us.
I guess that's the digital version.
Who was your fave? You don't have to say.
There were lots of, honestly, met some people who had actually watched the show and had interesting questions.
So the media is good. The mainstream media is a positive thing.
The media is a buzz.
The media, nothing wrong with them.
The media.
Speaking of media, this is a media outlet right now, Booze News, and I'm the editor in chief. And today's top story, I'm texting you guys, Booge, something that came out recently. An organization called Taste Atlas put out a list of the 50 most legendary cocktail bars. And this is a worldwide list of the 50 most legendary cocktail bars. And I was very happy to see how many of these bars we've, if not been to, we've discussed on the pod and they factored into some of our drinks and they're kind of they're in order, but then they have their little flags next to them. So you could see the American ones.
Yeah. Ooh, number 15 is nice.
What's that?
Ooh,
the Campbell.
Neil.
Hey, no, I'm pulling this up now.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, hey, the Tonga Hut. All right.
I'm seeing Tiki T.
Wait, Neil, there's a martini. It's a martini bar in New York, and it's called the Campbell. Have you ever heard of it?
Damn. No, I never even heard of it.
You should go. They'll treat you like a king. They'll lift you up like C-3PO.
I bet that's true.
Attaboy, please don't tell in Clover Club. Neil was just in town a couple weeks ago. We went to Clover Club.
That's true.
Where they invented the Trinidad Sour.
We've been to Attaboy as well. Well,
look at these places. I got to go to some of these.
I was just happy to see Tonga Hut and Tonga Room and Tiki T. Booge, booge, booge. I'm proud of California.
Oh.
I'm proud.
Oh, I once spent New Year's Eve at number 38, Little Red Door in Paris.
No shit.
Wow.
There you go.
The turning of the year once.
So wait, what are these drinks that are, is that like drinks that their best drink or like something was invented there or? Well,
their iconic cocktail. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, half of them are like martini. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't all have invented the martini.
Oh, Dante, I've been to number six. Have you been? Yeah, but you've been there, Handman.
Yeah, where is that, Dante?
The Village.
I'm always scooting around the Village. I've probably been there.
Oh, then you've definitely been there.
I didn't just, you know, text you guys this JPEG to make the listeners listen to us look at a thing, but I was proud. A lot of these New Orleans bars factored into my 17-mile saunter. A lot of these, like Violet Hour in Chicago invented the paper plane. A lot of inventors, but I do think number one, Bar Floridita in Havana, the daiquiri. We've talked about that when we did the Hemingway daiquiri, but I think long-term, when this pod blows up so huge that we're rich and we're getting jetted all around the world, I think we make it a goal mm-hmm. to record a live episode at Bar Floridita in Havana, and we have to figure out a way to sidestep the embargo.
That's going to be
so great for the four of us.
Well, Tim, your boss is getting a little clingy.
Oh, God. I'm at the border customs in Cuba. It's okay. I brought my boss.
This place looks pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Floridita. We got to go.
Number one cocktail bar in the world looks good.
Yeah, ugh. To me it does. Well, a cocktail enthusiast.
The daiquiri, I think it might be, that's like the place to go and just get the original daiquiri, which we haven't done on the pod.
No, we only did Hemingway's.
We somehow have done every other variation on Earth.
But you guys have also, you have been to places that were like the, where the drink stemmed, originated.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. We did in Hawaii. You were there, Neeler.
Sure. And also here, you've done the Russian route. You've done the...
oh, yes, yes.
Wait a minute. This isn't... We're not turning this into a...
Yeah, we did get to go to our backyard.
Cowpie Cordial, the Grimace Piss,
We're not turning this into a... What you're trying to make it, Neil. We're not doing that.
I think it's cool that Mike has been to the place where the Grimace Piss was invented. In fact, he's sitting there right now.
That's what I'm saying. It's awesome.
All right.
How is it, Mike? Do you feel the history all around you?
I told you not to pull this shit. I said, Tim, you can have your boss on, but he can't pull the shit. Maybe I turn my apartment into a bar and we only serve Grimace Pisses and Russian root. And the new thing I'm working on for the new year. Oh, that's going to be good. That's probably going to be the star of the whole menu.
Wow. I wonder if that's a clue.
Really building excitement.
Like star anise is in it or something.
He gave us no clues last episode. Not one clue.
Yeah, I think he accidentally said it was a martini and then he was mad that he said that.
Is that true?
Interesting. Interesting memory on you boys.
Interesting memory.
Interesting. We have an interesting memory.
Well, is that it for booze news? Besides, you gave us the JPEG. Was the JPEG the booze
news? The JPEG was the news. And my encouragement of the listeners to look up this JPEG for themselves.
That's news you can use. I also, my booze news was going to be the PS5, which I talked about.
You're right. I got scooped.
Thursday, I should have it here. I have to download. It does have a spot for the disc, but it's the Slim. It's the PS5 Slim. I have to download the game. Gives me a free download.
Yeah.
And now I was talking to somebody recently and I said, how's that new game going? And they said, it's got like 12 hours to download still.
No.
Is this what I'm going to be used to here? Is this, maybe he was just being joking and thinking I knew what a PS5 download took. Okay.
I downloaded Elden Ring. I don't remember it taking, I guess I probably just did it overnight. I don't know. Maybe it did take that long.
Yeah. Neil, you told us what games you played and they were like,
it's always like fantasy stuff.
It's like
much.
JRPGs, right?
Yeah. Fire Emblem, Three Houses on the Switch. Dragon Age 11 S, Echoes of an Elusive Age.
Yes.
I think is how it was. Yes. I played that. I played.
So these are time consuming games.
I haven't played the new Zelda, but the Breath of the Wild I played.
Okay.
I'm playing Elden Ring now.
you play fantasy, Neil. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Why the game I saw on your coffee table last time was there was the little blonde twerp beats up the mayor.
Yeah, you're right.
It's your ultimate fantasy.
Yeah. That wouldn't play out.
Oh, I finally got my revenge on my arch nemesis, the mayor.
Make me pay for parking here, do will ya?
Okay, that's it for Booze News. On with the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there it is.
Mario.
That's so funny. I always remember that as the end, and this went weird.
Is that, wait, is that Mario when you like jump on the flag or whatever?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's Mario, Super Mario Brothers.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Oh yeah, and then you were doing the fireworks there, Jim. Yeah.
Geek shit. Good. Which I love.
Geek shit. Let's see. That movie made $1 billion at the box office this year. So yeah, geek shit. I don't mind being a geek all of a sudden.
Fuck. Fuck my life.
Damn.
I put him in his place. I'm sorry, folks.
It had to happen eventually.
Had to do it.
Damn.
Had to do it.
Had to do it to him.
The movie crushed at the box office.
Tim at work is always, you know, oh, this is like if Ant-Man met Full Metal Alchemist. Like, and I'm like, Tim, why do you have this other persona on the pod?
What's Full Metal Alchemist? Is that another
anime?
Because here I'm a shock jock, and at work, you know, King Dork.
You gotta fit in with the dorks.
Yeah, true. At work, he's never once taken a laser pointer and pointed out where I need to lose weight.
Oh, just that's when it's constructive criticism. Oh yeah, I do need. Yeah. I need to lose weight there.
Like right about here. Hold still. Right about here.
Maybe I'll bring a Sharpie to work and start doing putting some dotted lines where people could use some lipo.
Hey, if you had the extra cash, Neil, maybe we get a bonus this year. You can do some lipo right here.
I'll tell you, a work mishap that did lead to me losing some weight was I got last week. We got Mendocino Farms for lunch, and
beautiful.
There was an extra little noodle salad, a little like kind of like lo mein noodles with broccoli, tiny little container sitting on the table. Lunch came at 12:30. And then end of the day, six, I'm leaving. And I say, hey, look at these extra noodles. I'm going to eat them. And everyone watch me pick up these noodles and eat them. And then a couple hours later, I'm at home. The stomach starts to hurt. Food poisoning, 24 hours of...
Damn.
Oh, toilet time. Damn. Here we go.
Yes. And I was doing a little bit of launching and... Let's just say I tried to take the next day off of work, but then when I got in the following day, I felt fantastic. Like I'd had a cleanse and all of my pitches were on point. Neil couldn't believe it.
Talking.
I was spouting off.
Neil said, this is a brand new year.
Neil was trying to type him. He goes, okay, that's the season 3 premiere, season 4 premiere, season 5 premiere. And they're like, Tim, not with the finales. Season 3 finale, season 4 finale.
Great. Those are all great titles. Now let's get to work. Tim, were you front door back dooring, or how did we?
Well,
is this good podcasting?
I'm trying to be as delicate as possible.
Nasty.
Okay, I know that we don't do turd talk here on the show, but one time in college, I was interning out here. I ate at Paquito Mas, and I got food poisoning, and I had the unfortunate incident. opportunity to be sitting on the toilet and then need to barf and barf through my legs.
Oh,
you don't want to do
that. Nasty stuff.
You don't want to have to do that.
Nasty stuff. Nope. No, you don't.
So,
wait, hold on. I got to think about food sitting out. Thanksgiving. We love it.
Yeah.
It's a banquet. Mm-hmm. All of our friends are there, but then the turkey sits out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Turkey sits out. How long do you wait? You know, do you guys go back to the turkey 3 hours later? Because I get freaked out. Meats, cheeses shouldn't be out for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long do I wait before I go back to the tofurkey?
Oh, yes. Neil's a vegetarian.
Yes. Not eating meat, you see.
I could eat that stuff, but usually I'm like less... I like it less because it's just like warm cheese rather than like, it's like sweaty warm cheese at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess.
I like that.
at our house parties, we would wake up and eat the cheese pizza that was left out from the night before to be fine, you know?
Well, there's
and
like, a lot of salt in that, though.
Is that the difference, salt?
I don't know.
Well, it's salt to the point where it's cured.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Guys, I thought of a funny song today, song parody. I'll sing it for you now. It's the SZA song, I Just Killed My, Kill Bill. Yeah. I just ate Tex-Mex, not a good idea. This afternoon I'll have diarrhea.
That's very good.
Oh. I come up with a lot of song parodies, but they're never funny. Like, I've never thought to incorporate humor into one of my song parodies.
A funny song parody, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like so good at parodying songs that I've never, that's an interesting take to have a funny one, yeah.
Well, add that tool to your belt.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, you're usually parodying like classical music themes and variations, and those are very funny to a specific group.
Yeah, yeah, or I'm bringing up like social issues and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Intriguing.
Yeah.
Try satire next time. Okay, the drink of the day. Do you guys want to hear about this?
Thank you. Yes, please.
I love to.
Hanky panky, you've had?
No.
No. Yes.
Yes. So that's a yes from Neil. Jeff and Mike, have you heard?
Heard.
Heard.
Because it's on the IBA list, though.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Right. I got to say that I have had only because one time I was in Neil Campbell's backyard admiring the citrus growth, you know, watching the mating habits of the husband squirrel and the wife squirrel. And Neil asked me if I wanted a drink. I said, yes. And he says, how about a hanky panky? I said, what? And he made me the classic cocktail called the hanky panky.
Neil made you a hanky panky?
He made today's this guest is made me one.
Why
of
do you think I'm here?
Because of the Digman thing.
Oh fuck!
You fucking idiot! What do you think, Jeff? You don't think?
What do you think? You don't think?
Now I've waited to be on pod to even ask Neil. How did that experience come to pass that you were making a hanky panky for your boy Tim?
Okay. I received as a gift from my roommate, Fran, a book called Behind the Bar by Alia Occam, 50 Cocktail Recipes from the World's Most Iconic Hotels.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Nice little hardcover number.
That book is a statement piece.
Oh.
You go to number 14. I was flipping through it. I was really just flipping through to see, like, what do I have the ingredients for? Because many of them are... you know, have liqueurs and stuff that I do not own or are like,
yeah, we get it.
Weirdies.
You know, a crazy long one, like the beautiful Amore Gasp from the Thief Bar in Oslo is like 17 ingredients. But anyway, number 40 was the hanky panky. You have salt? I had the ingredients. I went, all right, I'll try this. It also seemed like a variation on the Negroni, it's, you know, or, you know, an adjacent drink, I would say, and which is maybe my favorite cocktail or one of my favorites. And there I went. I made it up and, well, hey, I like this too.
Damn.
What bar was this from?
This is from the Savoy Bar in...
It was fancy.
In London, UK. The American Bar at the Savoy Hotel.
There we go. We're just talking about.
Yep.
Harry Craddock, one of the two Harrys.
Craddock.
This is great.
And it has a little history of it here, but I'm sure you're about to get to that.
Shit. No, I didn't know. Well, here, I'll say what I got, and then you tell me.
Hey, Tim, just let Neil read his book.
We'll just have to credit that publishing house.
Yeah, if he wants to earn the money, he's going to have to read something.
So I've been saying Savoy. Do you think it's Savoy? Savoy.
Savoy.
Oh.
Savoy.
Yeah, I didn't even think. I took Besser's advice.
I don't want to grow or change. I'm just going to keep saying Savoy.
It's like when Jay-Z says Shaboy.
Shaboy.
It's like Savoy.
Savoy.
He's saying the name of that hotel?
No, it's like it's that cadence, though.
When he stays there with Beyonce.
It's your boy, it's Savoy.
One time they were in a hotel elevator one time, and I don't want to tell you what they got into.
Tim, don't bring it up.
Sorry. Well, here's what I was going to say. Yeah, usually when we're talking about the American bar at the Savoy Hotel in London, we're talking about Harry Craddock and his book. But this is a drink that predates that book, predates Harry Craddock, but was invented at that very hotel because... Oh, and here was an interesting fact. The hotel was built by Rupert Doyley Cart, who was a theater producer...
Doyley Cart.
Who he was like the producer of a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan plays in London. Oh, cool.
Okay.
And he at this hotel, right around the beginning of the 20th century, there was a bartender at the American bar named Ada Coleman, Coley, they called her. Mm-hmm. And she made drinks. She was a legend. She made drinks for the likes of Mark Twain. Yep. The Prince of Wales, Diamond Jim Brady, the famous fat eating man that we've discussed.
Yeah.
Oh, the he would have double dinner.
The double dinner guy. But then there was an actor in London named Sir Charles Hawtrey. And he would always go in there and say, Coley, I'm tired. Give me something with a little bit of a punch in it.
Nice.
And, She eventually decided to come up with a special cocktail just for him and surprise him with it. So she made this cocktail, and then he took a sip and he said, "By Jove, that is a real hanky panky."
Really?
Oh,
which I guess is slang for the day.
The quote here is his initial thing was he said, "I'm half dead. What can you do to make me feel quite alive?" And she whipped it up and he came back in. Some more of that hanky panky.
Oh, man.
I know if hanky panky to me means, sex. I've never heard it as just an exclamation when you drink a cocktail.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it actually means intercourse.
Yeah. I tend to think of it as... a little bit of the horizontal mambo.
I sort of think of it as
lean
like
lean into the microphone and yell.
I think of it as sort of a erect phallus into a moist vagina.
Oh my! I think what my friend here means to say is a little P and V.
Hey, that's heteronormative.
A little penile activity. Oh, you're right.
Well, hey, hanky panky can also just be like general monkey business.
Yeah, general necking.
Oh, I served under him in the war.
Sorry, genital monkey business. Oh,
I saw a TikTok recently of a monkey drinking his own piss. Is that what you're talking about?
Mike, such toilet humor today.
All right, now you're bringing up my catchphrase on another podcast.
What?
TikTok.
Oh, don't make him do his character.
Don't
here.
Make me do my signature character.
That must be huge for that character.
Yeah, because next, if you do the timekeeper here, made famous in Comedy Bang Bang, then Mike's going to make me do Tony Bagadabingiano, my hit character on Comedy Bang Bang.
What was he doing? What was Bagadabingiano's deal?
Quite clever. I think it flew over the heads of the listeners of Comedy Bang Bang. It would be better here. Sure. It was sort of like the head of the Italian-American Anti-Defamation League.
Oh, yeah.
And but he was kind of a cliche in his own right.
Yes.
Is Zubi Condorino the only character who's been on both pods? Because Lennon, I know, is its own separate pod. I mean, on this pod.
Oh, yeah. Zubi Condorino made his way to Bang Bang. I forgot about that.
Made his way. He was welcomed with rolled out the red carpet treatment.
Because he got the boot from here.
No, I was told right away that it was a stupid idea, but I got the laughs I wanted.
On which pod are you saying?
Both. Oh, it wasn't respected either places, and yet I still get requests to do it again. How does that work? can't exactly do the math on that one, but
yeah, the math isn't mathing.
Oh,
God. It is funny that that was a, you know, a lot of unfunny things have happened in the hundreds of hours of this podcast, but that was one where me and Jeff chose to tell Mike that
we didn't like it.
We decided to be honest friends and say, hey, look, we do not like that.
I listened to that one. I remember I was driving through Malibu and just a silence overtook the car for about 20 minutes.
I mean, it ruined your day. Like, think of the beautiful PCH, the view, everything, and it was ruined by Zooming Condorino.
No, you really didn't like Tom and Jerry, huh?
Yeah, he saw the trailer of it. He didn't like it. Well, it was, I think the problem was I was trying to fit a square peg into a round hole and be like, hey, I'm going to try this character. Maybe we'll do more on the podcast and have a thing. But no, we didn't need it.
I like that. I think that we didn't like that it was a film review and it didn't have anything to do with booze. And we couldn't even really find a way in that why it.
Yeah. sure. Those are some of the issues.
It was sort of a standalone, and that's sort of why a lot of the times now when we do segments, we come in with our own theme songs, because then it's just like, well, this is clearly see this is a segment that exists.
Yeah, yeah, it's its own thing. It's an official segment.
Yeah, see, it has a theme song. So
it was just the wrong place for it. Great character, wrong moment.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Wrong segment.
It's a good character. Now
back to the Hanky Panky, which is an IBA cocktail.
Thank God.
And we're getting pretty close to closing out this IBA list.
Finally.
Which is very exciting.
How many are we really have left? Like 10?
No, like less.
Maybe like 7 now.
Wow.
And we're going to do the Bloody Mary. We should do the Bloody Mary for New Year's Day week. So yes. that's a brunchy good. Thing.
Yes.
Munch the brunch. Yeah.
So we're going to close it out very soon. But here is the IBA recipe. Oh, and Neil, I'd be interested to hear if this is the original recipe that's in your book as well. But IBA says the recipe is 45 milliliters of London Dry Gin. That's an ounce and a half.
Does that check out, Neil?
So far? Absolutely correct.
Okay. We are on a roll so far. I'll move that's on ahead one. To 45 milliliters, an ounce and a half, of sweet red vermouth.
Two for two.
Nice.
Can go, I Tim. Stick the landing?
Keep it going, Timmy.
I feel like I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
7.5 milliliters, quarter of an ounce, of Fernet Branca.
That's right.
Yes! And is the method pour all ingredients into a mixing glass. Mixing glass, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mixing glass with ice cubes. Stir well. Strain into chilled cocktail glass. Garnish with an orange zest.
Roughly. It's a strain into a coupe glass here, but, you know.
Well,
I'll take it.
Across the pond, you know.
Righto.
Do they say orange zest? Because that is common with Fernet drinks.
Yep. They say finish with an orange twist to garnish. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Because the IBA will fuck up a drink every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
For no reason. Sometimes they just do something weird.
No, I think they got Coley's recipe here.
Coley, you old fool.
Shout out to Coley.
One of the few female head bartenders, they say, at that time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to make Coley proud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make Coley proud.
She's smiling down on us right now.
All right, folks, we're going to go make these drinks. And when we come back, first sips.
Ooh.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And we're back. Hanky panky's in hand. Let's see him.
Pretty classic looking little cocktail here.
Yeah, not a great yield off the recipe, though. I'm not really filling my glass.
Yeah, not a great yield.
Oh, Neil, you got one of those little short dudes.
Ooh. Yeah, one of those. I mean, I think it's called like a Negroni glass, you know, a sort of.
Ooh.
I love that. I got to say, I had the craziest roller coaster experience just now.
Oh, what?
I reach in the fridge for my sweet red vermouth. There is none. I just assumed I had it, and then I was pulling my hair out. Tim, you fucking idiot. Everyone's right about you. You're worthless.
Everyone's right.
And then I was like, Neil's right at work when he screams. Then I go, I'm like, well, this is fucked, but what can I do? What's a substitute for sweet red vermouth? And then I had a brainstorm that fucking rocked it. I took some dry vermouth, and I mixed it with port. Oh. You know, like a sweet red wine.
Ooh.
And I took a sip and I was like, I think I just perfectly made sweet red vermouth. So I actually do think I have an approximation.
All right. I like that.
Way to go.
Don't mind that.
I used a type of London dry gin I haven't had before.
What kind?
Portobello Road. That's what it's called. Portobello Road.
Ooh. I like the sound of Plem.
Plem.
I just got a nice brand new bottle of Beefeater.
Seagram's for me.
And me? Ford's. Hey, they make good cars.
Yeah, versus Ferrari. Sips.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
I gotta say, impressive. We talk on the pod about how Fernet really takes over. If you have like Fernet and soda, Fernet and Coke, like a Fernet and Nandito,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. it's hard to dilute Fernet. It really takes the front. But this 7.5 milliliters, I'm just getting a Fernet-y aftertaste. It's like a Manhattan.
Yeah, you let it sit in your mouth and there's...
It is like a Manhattan.
There's the Fernet showing up.
Oh, there it is. Don't swallow too fast. You'll miss it.
This, I feel like, Manhattan-y was the right... thing to say. I feel like if I had better vermouth, this would taste better. Like I've had my red vermouth in my fridge for a while.
Me too, but not in the fridge.
Ooh. Out and about.
Nasty.
Nwali Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice to have a distinguished drink for once. They don't have to all be big sweetie souries.
I know. This is nice.
Yeah. I mean, that's my... You know, I listen to this pod. I listen to every episode. I love it, but I'm always sitting there screaming at my car radio. I don't like that drink, and you guys do like it all. But you know, I don't really like fruit juice in a drink very often. There's like, look, all of this is with the caveat of like, when in Rome, like I'll go to a tiki bar and have a big,
of course,
crazy tea. But like, left to my own devices, I don't drink very sweet drinks. I don't enjoy sweet drinks
very
much.
You're a Negroni guy, Neil. I've seen you drink Negronis.
I like a kind of darker, more complex, more bitter drink, a stirred cocktail. Negroni I love, martini I love, but that's the bane of my existence. And sometimes I go, I have one of those or the other or both. And I go, I want something else. What else is in this family? And there's very little, you know, or a Manhattan or something, but
yeah,
you just don't, you know, I'll have a Mezcal Negroni or something, but, you know, a variation on a martini, sure, a variation, a white Negroni, sure, but I never, so that's why it excited me when I discovered this drink in this book was I was like, oh, this actually is what I typically look for at a place, which is like a, something in this family that's just a slightly different flavor profile from a Negroni or obviously from a martini or something. But that's always the realm I'm looking in. And if you got any suggestions, send them to the Sloppy Boys and tell them to pass them along to me.
That's going to be a full-time job for
us. We'll just give you the, we'll just give you the code to the email password.
No, I guess you could slide into my DMs and tell me what drink I should have.
I slid into your DMs when I could barely get out.
Get me out of
this you guy won't DM'd stop talking
get me
to
out
me.
Of here.
Hey, Mike, how's your day? Neil, I just wanted to see if you want to go on a date with me.
I feel like I had one once that was also good, and I forget. And I feel like I even texted you, Tim, about it, and it was something. It was like a crazy, like the naked and
like, naked and famous,
famous. Maybe naked it was famous? That, but now I like worry I'm saying the exact wrong thing, and it was a different.
You texted me about an olive oil martini one time.
Yeah, I found that. That was in Brooklyn.
Now, Neil, over the summer, remember, you had a love affair with a port wine Negroni.
Yeah, and that's true. I had a port wine Negroni, and I have the ingredients to make one. I haven't made one myself yet, but...
See, look at that. Port wine. I'm swapping in port.
Yeah.
See,
that's smart.
That's interesting. Life is interesting.
I'm seeing Naked and Famous. Naked and Famous is equal parts Mezcal, Yellow Chartreuse, Aperol, and Fresh Lime. Maybe a little too limey.
I actually think it was something. I feel like it was like a B and a B word, but it was like an and one. But I had never heard of it, and I haven't seen it since. But I looked it up, and it was a real
Boss Baby.
Oh, Boss Baby.
Yeah, it was a Boss Baby.
Yeah.
I don't think they were as popular though when you would have been out here in New York. Is that what you're talking about, Neil? Boss Babies are huge.
That's more of a Savoy London thing.
Yeah, everyone's drinking Boss Babies.
That's Havana is all about them.
It's so annoying because it's going to go away eventually, but they're good. The casual listener's like, the fuck did I just hear?
30 minutes in.
Is there a little man in my radio? Sorry. I was just trying to think how casual a listener they were. Go ahead.
Well, I'm with you as far as the cocktails. They're a little like, a dry or a stiff cocktail that's not a big sweet cup. But then also, isn't it nice to have a thing to use Fernet in? We all like Fernet. We all love Fernet.
Yeah,
sure.
Typically, Fernet, I think we've all come to know it. It's famously like a kitchen staff drink. At the end of a night, like bar staff or kitchen staff will drink Fernet. But then I feel like you usually drink it neat. I like to have it on rocks. Some people put ginger ale or soda in it. Jeffy's been ordering a lot of the Fernet and Cokes, but it's nice to have a place to put another use for a thing that's on your shelf.
You sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, this might not be my favorite use of Fernet. I think it is my favorite use of sweet red vermouth.
Yeah. I was excited to be able to have Fernet because I don't think I bought it. I didn't have one here, even though we've done a drink before with it, but I think I got it in LA. Anyway, I'm excited to have that on my counter. Also, yes, excited to use this sweet red vermouth.
And a lot of it.
Tim, yeah, quite a bit of it. Tim, you ran into this. You probably thought like, oh, I'm sure I have this red vermouth at home because I've bought 5 bottles of it because they always go bad and I always forget I have it. So I buy it a ton.
And what could I have possibly used it in? I remember I was trying to drink Negronis to use it, but the idea that I went through a whole bottle of it, Jesus Christ. Somebody probably stole it. A home invasion.
A theft
situation.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, shit.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of vermouth slander.
I'm going to post on Nextdoor.
Yeah. You hear a lot about like catalytic converters being stolen. That also happens with sweet red vermouth.
Yeah. I'm going to stay up all night with my rifle.
Neil, are you willing on a show that shit talks sweet red vermouth? Would you go? You're a Negroni guy. Sure. You're also a Manhattan guy. Do you ever just drink sweet red vermouth straight?
Have you found a good one?
I don't. And yes, I don't appreciate the vermouth slander on the pod. Sometimes I'm, again, listening. And it doesn't come from Tim. He's, you know, basically my boy. But the other...
At this point, yeah.
The two co-hosts kind of...
oh, shit.
The two co-hosts.
Yeah, I want to go Full Metal Alchemist on their ass at times.
All right. Second mention, I'm looking it up. You got me, Neil.
But I don't. But you know what? I have a bottle and that sat in my fridge for like a year that's like a tasting, like artisan sweet red vermouth that is meant to be tasted, and I still haven't opened it up.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Isn't there a bar like on Sunset? Like, which one is it over in Silver Lake that has like a vermouth menu? I've had it there.
Wow.
Oh. Full Metal Alchemist. Yes. Edward Elric, Alphonse Elric, Roy Mustang. Yes.
Oh, if I'd said the characters, you would have known.
Rockville. Yes. Of course.
He knows.
Go ahead. I interrupted.
Yeah. What's that vermouth bar?
I think it's
Muthi's.
Muthi's
Revenge?
Yeah. Muthi's Revenge.
Muthi's Booths.
Oh, Muth Booth. I've eaten there.
It's right by like El Condor. And I forget which one it is. It's those restaurants are always like maybe it used to be Sawyer and something else.
Oh, God. I can't keep up.
Not being able to remember the name of a super local, hyper localized thing. Great podcasting.
They'll listen to whatever we tell them to listen to. Don't you worry.
Will they watch something?
On Paramount Plus, they will.
The secret to good sweet red vermouth. What me and Jeff learned up in Napa, get a bottle, even the cheap stuff, but just wait 40 years before you drink it and it'll get good. Because I don't know if we talked about this on pod, but when we were at this fancy restaurant in Napa, bartender comes out to our table and says, hey, you guys want to try something cool? The owner gave me a budget for Dusty's.
This is the end of the night. This is after the best meal I've had in 10 years. He comes out and says this.
This is cacio e pepe fucking tossed in a wheel of cheese. This is tomahawk ribeye.
The wheel of cheese, come on.
Yeah, post-dessert drinks.
And he said, I got some Dusties, he says.
And the owner, guys, I'm excited. The owner gave me a budget for some Dusties. And we're like, what's Dusties? He's like, I go to like estate sales or like when bars go out of business, I go and buy like dusty old bottles that they have. And there was this amazing like Amaro we had, but what really blew our minds was a normal bottle of Martini and Rossi sweet red vermouth, but from 1972, unopened. He brought it out and we were just sipping it straight. Mm-hmm. And it was delicious and it was really dry and delicious and not too sweet. Mm-hmm. So just wait 40 years before you drink the
shit. Should we open this bottle? No. We're going to see Cabaret in the theater. Give it 40 years.
It's the origin story of that one bottle.
Yeah. It debuted in 72.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't know that? Of
course. You didn't. No. Maybe some kid will drink this in 40 years and then puke.
Kid?
Why am I saying 40 years? It's almost 50 years.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
A 40-year-old, not a kid, a 40-year-old.
Like I'm watching Loki, all the time travel.
Yeah, me too.
Oof, don't get me started on Loki. I tried watching it the other day.
Mike, you focus up on Deadpool 3. Don't worry about Loki.
I'm ready for Deadpool. Yeah, that was the thing. I saw some trailers and stuff for Loki, and then I turned it on that Disney Plus, and it had like last season on Loki, and had all this exciting stuff going. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And the first shot is like him in a suit talking to somebody. I was like, well, this is not what I was expecting at all. Goodbye, Loke.
You got to get into FMA, man.
FMA, what's that?
Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh my God.
Neil, have you seen Full Metal Alchemist or is this just a funny title to you?
No, I've seen it. I've seen it.
The Elric twins, Roy Mustang. Yeah.
I haven't watched the entire thing. Also,
I didn't take you for an anime guy either, Neil. This is crazy. How do you have so much time in the day? You watch
He's
all
He's an everything
media.
Guy. That's the thing about Neil. He knows all.
No, I think that was actually the clarification. The main thing I was going to say, I'm an imposter in it all. I dip my toe in this here and there.
No, you're a jack of all trades. You're a renaissance dude.
You're saying you're an imposter in like heavy groups, like heavy, like Comic-Con type. You couldn't go there and talk about it.
No, you couldn't hang over there.
But amongst idiots like us, you say whatever you want. We know.
But you've seen Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes, but I haven't seen the entire thing. So no one DM me the final line of the series.
You see Attack on Titan?
same thing. I've watched a little bit of that, but yeah. I haven't completed it.
Tim, you want to step out for a minute? Jeez Louise, this is even geeky for me.
Let these guys go. No, this is good.
No, it's cool.
This is culture.
It's cool. We're hip.
Neil, I think I can poke a hole in your knowledge.
Yes.
But here's a question for you. Can you name one AEW wrestler?
Ooh.
Swerve?
Okay, I'm Googling it. Swerve wrestler.
I think he's got it.
I can't. Yes! This is one of the guys. This is one of the guys that I saw at AEW Full Gear, and I didn't even know his name. You fucked me. See, he knows everything there is. He's like Jeeves.
The way you said Swerve there reminded me of one time you were on Questions for Lennon. This is when it was back in Stitcher, so I don't even find these anymore. But you would just watch Split. The movie Split.
Oh, yeah.
And your character was, his name was Split. I was like, so Split. What's up with you? And you were like, hey, you know me, I'm Split. I got all these identities. I'm Split.
Yeah, that character didn't really stick around.
They split up too much. He could be anyone out there. He's very Loki the trickster like.
That was a movie, if you watch, like, with it. 2 days after watching it, you're like doing all the voice, like, no, I miss Patricia. And then they kind of like evaporate from the memory, but you got me in the sweet spot.
Who's the main guy there?
McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
Oh, the actor's dream playing 12 characters in Split.
Is he in Kingsman?
I was trying to get a...
No, he's in...
No, you're thinking of Egon Eldrick or whatever his name is. Kingsman? I like the Kingsman.
No, Kingsman is Eggsy.
But you said Kingsman, right?
Eggsy. That's what I said.
I think he's back. I think he's...
He's Elton John and he's Tetris.
Yes, the Kingsman guy, but not McAvoy.
He's Tetris.
McAvoy's wanted.
McAvoy's... Yes, he's...
What, Professor X.
He's in Loki?
Charles?
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe not Loki season.
We're one. Throwing around a lot of properties here.
He's low key and Loki.
Yeah, he's low key Loki'd.
He's actually low key. Thomas Middleditch. Tom Hiddleston is low key Loki.
Oh, yeah. What do you say? He's low key goated?
He's low key goated. Yep.
If being a. Where's he from? Elsinore?
Yeah.
Who? Hiddleston?
Hiddleston? Yeah,
Loki.
Oh, Asgard.
Yeah, he's not from Hamlet's castle.
If being an Asgardian trickster is the vibe, Loki is Loki Loki'd.
Loki'd?
Loki's yeah, I was Loki, going along Loki. With the thing. Oh, God. Well, take us out, okay, Jeff.
If I may. What would you change about the drink?
I mean, I would have the correct ingredients, but I could maybe imagine a little more Fernet. How about you guys? Are you getting
Tim, enough Fernet?
I had the same thoughts.
Yeah.
I would say less vermouth, which I think would make room for the more Fernet.
I mean, 7.5, what is it? 7.5, not ounces. What is it? Milliliters.
Quarter ounce. Yeah.
So what are we boosting it to? 10? 15?
Double it. Go to half an ounce, 15 mil. Yeah.
Take it to the limit.
15 mil. I'm going to do that too. All right, folks. We'll see you right back here after these messages.
Have you ever had graphene?
Have you ever had graphene rubbing around your dick?
Be right back.
Bye, folks.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Back with round two of Hanky Panky. Let's take some sips, huh? We all did more Fernet.
I did the kind of same thing you guys did with a little more Fernet. I put ice cubes in this one. I wanted a little colder.
Ooh, ice cubes.
Yay, yay. Ice cubes in a cocktail glass. It looks like they're our logo. Sips.
Yes. Ooh, that's good. That's much better.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't mind a little more Fernet.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, 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 yes.
Damn, this thing is stronger than graphene.
The strongest substance on the planet, Neil?
The second strongest substance on the planet. A hanky-panky with double the Fernet is the strongest now.
Graphene, now that's a really rough substance, right? You wouldn't want
no,
it.
No.
Oh, Mike, you couldn't be more wrong.
And the heat transferal properties?
Yeah.
Don't even get me started.
You guys are just talking about graphene, just the substance, but what you don't realize is it's actually used in OneFlex condoms, our sponsor.
Really? I was just talking to some NASA scientists, and they were telling me about it.
And those condoms are thinner than human hair.
Is that true?
Whoa.
Yeah. God. And which is good because before this, my prophylactic of choice was human hair.
Damn. I would not mind sliding my cock into one of those.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. You want that personal graphene touch that you only get from OneFlex condoms.
Yeah. But no, I might try to make a condom made out of a double Fernet hanky panky.
You just give your cock a little splash.
Yeah, give him a little competition.
Okay, we love the Fernet, the double Fernet hanky panky, do we not?
We love it.
Yep.
This is OA for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rip Marling.
Order again?
OA, AA, AA.
It sounds like this is a real Bastille drink. AAO, AO, AAO, AO.
It's a Bastille drink.
I don't think I've seen the hanky panky on a menu, but if I saw one, like if a professional bar was like, we make the hanky panky, I would order it.
Yeah, we're living in a Fernet boom.
I was at L&E once, L&E in Oyster Bar in Silver Lake, and I mentioned, do you know the hanky panky?
Do you do the hanky panky?
the bartender Ryan at the time was very kind of, I don't know that. And then he made one and gave it to me for free. He's like, yeah, I just wanted to try it out. But I've never just seen one on a cocktail menu. And I would, if I saw one on a cocktail menu, I'd order it in a second.
That's a good policy of bartenders of the world. If somebody stumps you with a drink, make it for them for free.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Think learn it.
How many people could get free Russian roots?
That behooves bartenders around the world to be listening to us and telling their bartender friends to listen.
Bone up on your drinks.
Bon appetit, guys.
Bone up.
Wait, were there any other final thoughts, or we just all say we all like it, we all order again? Yeah, anybody have any wrinkles?
Order again all around. And I'll say, again, best use of sweet red vermouth.
Yeah. By far. That we've used so far. Mm.
Now, I got a question for you guys. You've heard of the Hanky Panky cocktail, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, but we also came up early on that Hanky Panky also has another meaning. Mm-hmm. Bar, 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 my baby does the hanky panky. Right. You've heard people kind of refer to sex as hanky panky.
Right, right.
Okay. So you've heard of the cocktail, you've heard of that, but keeping in mind that meaning of hanky panky, have you heard of the hanky panky quiz?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, you have.
Oh, wait, no, no, I never. Yes. Never heard.
Not until this moment.
Well, it's a long-standing quiz invented at the Savoy Hotel. No, guys, I'm springing a quiz on you. This is a sexy hanky panky quiz.
Oh, God.
And I got three contestants here: Neil, Jeff, Mike. If you know the answer to the question, you just blurt it out. You don't buzz in or anything.
It's a blurter. And,
damn.
Winner,
yeah,
gets take a lifetime off. Supply of one flex condom.
Oh wow! I get one condom.
Now, is that because you don't have sex a lot, or because you're only going to live one more night?
I mean, they're strong enough that you can wash them and reuse them, is my understanding.
I don't think you're
now that we will say is not true, folks. Do not do that.
Oh, come on.
I think there's probably something in the ad speak that says we shouldn't say something like that.
And if there's not, you can wash them. Look, the first part, have fun. Go nuts. Wash them all you want. Just don't reuse them.
After you don't wash them, throw them away. Sorry to say.
But hey, this is a momentous occasion. I don't think we've had three contestants on a quiz before.
Yeah. Competition is going to be fierce.
No, this is great. I'm champing at the bit.
I think it's chomping at the bit. No, champing.
That's what I thought too, but I've heard champing.
I think it's chomping at the bat.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What did I say before the break? Let's do this quickly so we can be done.
Here we go. Question number one on the Hanky Panky quiz. But I should warn you, this might get quite steamy, so you might need to take a cold shower after this one. Question one. In Basic Instinct, the film, when Sharon Stone uncrosses her legs, what body part does she reveal?
God damn. Yep.
I was going to say that when you first said In Basic Instinct, but I was like, no, maybe he's tricking me somehow.
We also would have accepted vulva. Okay. Vulva. Mike is on the board.
Thank you.
With one. Mike, how does it feel to be leading the Hanky Panky quiz?
Wonderful. It feels good to be moving up the ranks.
When you were a little kid and you saw the Seinfeld, the mulva thing, did it just go over your head? Were you just like, huh? Yeah.
Oh my God. So many Seinfeld things. I was like, what?
I was like, I thought he was a stand-up. What is he's got a TV show?
Very confusing. Okay. Here we go. Good question number two of the Hanky Panky quiz.
Stand-up comedy.
Semen launches from what gland?
Vas deferens.
Hmm.
The gland. Oh, you want the gland.
I've heard you say this gland today many a time, and I'm trying to remember.
Don't.
Not the meatus, is it?
Don't overthink it. Semen launches from what gland?
I feel like the last two letters, I feel like, are N-S.
Glans.
Testicle.
Glans? Testicle. Shaft. Urethra.
It's not the pituitary gland.
Here's a hint. You can reach it from your butthole.
Oh, the male G spot.
Prostate.
Oh, yes. Damn. Neil is on the board with the prostate gland.
Oh, not what I was thinking. I was thinking something else. All right. But hey, I got the point.
The sperm themselves come from the testes, but when it comes to the semen, well, that's launching from the prostate gland.
Mm. So it's the carrier fluid. They pick up all those little tadpoles on the way out.
Along the way. It says, come on with us.
That's like they text him, hey, I'm headed out. You want to, I'm going to scoop you.
We're going to try to break through this graphene.
We're headed straight for a graphene wall.
So many sperm and meet their fate. Okay. Question three on the hanky panky quiz.
But if we break through, we'll land on a keyboard.
Break through.
Jerking off of the condom.
You gotta break through. Okay, but for on a serious note, guys, question three on the hanky panky quiz. Ugh. Promiscuity was once practiced by the great granddaughter of this hotel magnate.
Conrad Hilton.
Jefferson's on the board. One weird time up. Conrad Hilton, as seen on Mad Men. Very interesting. Okay.
Ah. This is just the lag. It's because he's probably about 400 yards closer to you than I am.
We debate this a lot.
It's the Los Feliz connection.
I'm still giving my grade of the drink.
Okay.
But how did he know to say that?
Question four. Here we go. Webster's dictionary defines this noun as sexual activity with another of the same sex.
Homosexuality.
Yes, Michael. There you go. Homosexuality.
Wow. Sexual activity.
Sexual activity with another of the same sex. Very interesting. Here we go. Moving on with the hanky panky quiz.
This noun.
20,000 women allegedly did the nasty with this tall man.
Will Chamberlain.
Michael gets it all the way from Brooklyn, New York.
Wow.
Mike, you must have said it before I finished the question if I heard you first.
I was giving this drink it's a Will Chamberlain size yes for me. Oh. Tall.
Damn, I'm trailing.
Against Will Chamberlain or in the quiz?
If you're trailing, you're bailing.
Both.
No, yeah, your body count wise, humiliating yeah. That he's body beating
count.
You.
I'm trailing by about 20,000, give or take.
Oh, I'm only at 19,000. Oh. Okay, next question. Sniff, sniff. Chicks can't resist the smell of pheromones? This insect extract.
Pollen?
Horny goat weed? Insect extract.
No. Chicks can't resist the smell of this insect extract.
Spanish fly?
Stink bug.
Michael gets it. Damn. Spanish fly.
What?
You dirty boy.
I'll never be as horny as you guys.
Neil, it's a blessing and a curse, I'll tell you.
Eat some more of that horny goat weed and you'll be able to catch up with Mike Hanford.
Horny goat weed.
For you listeners at home, I sit around listening to these quizzes. I'm like, I dominate these things. And then you get on.
Yeah.
It's intense.
The spotlights are, yeah, your sweat's pouring down.
Well, Neil, you didn't have to set up those spotlights in your home.
Yeah, why'd you let yourself?
I feel like I'm in Clockers.
Wonderful film. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Speaking of films. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm pretty sure I first heard the term hanky panky in the film adaptation of this play about a play.
Noises off.
Yes, ugh. Neil is on the board.
You wrote there that one go. For Neil, Tim. You teed him up. That's a Neil
thank
question.
Thank you.
Neil's a play guy. He loves theater.
I was going to say Hamlet, but of course that's the play's the thing and not a play with it.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it's not. And it's also they don't say hanky panky in
yeah.
Hamlet.
Yeah, they say Hamlet Pamlet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. Huh. How many inches in length is your erect penis?
Wait a minute. I don't think I can answer this.
Is this a correct answer?
No, it's different for each of us.
6.1.
Neil is on the board. There we go. Neil got that one right. Jeff and Mike.
6.1.
I just want the points.
The other guy's neglecting to respond publicly. Yeah.
Yeah. Our silence is deafening, Jefferson.
I have to say that I respect your honesty that you chose to refrain rather than lie. Thank you. But Neil wins it with 6.1. Right. Interesting to know.
I'm not sure what the national averages are, and I don't want to expose myself.
Fran is a lucky lady. Okay, moving on.
Oh, we're just roommates.
You're hanky panky, your roommate.
Yeah, Neil, that's not in the roommate agreement. Come on. This is interesting here now because Mike has 4, Neil has 3, and Jeff has 1. This
Fuck!
Is fascinating.
No, Jeff has more than 1. He got.
No, I only got Conrad Hilton, I think.
Oh, I thought you got the very first one.
Wait, I have 4 or 3.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. All
Mike,
right,
you have 4.
Right. I'll sit back and relax.
Sorry, I shouldn't. Question the game master.
Here we go.
How many more questions, Tim?
3. So, Jeff, you better
get every one. Yeah.
Get them all. Okay. But also, well, wait, Jeff, did you want a side point?
Yeah, I would like that.
Okay. Jeff's got a side point. Now it's Mike has 4, Neil has 3, Jeff has 2. Okay. Next question.
Nice, Jeff.
It's basically like the way the college football works these days.
Okay. Neil, yeah. It's interesting you bring up that certain sport because my next question is this. The one and only Taylor Swift is doing the horizontal mambo with a man who plays this position.
Tight end.
Fuck! I heard Hanford first. Tight end. Here we go.
Whew. Damn.
Next up. Milk, lemonade. Yes, this may be true. But this substance is made around the corner.
Fudge.
Jefferson.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
And finally, the last question is, and you sort of speak.
And how many points is this one worth?
Mike has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Neil has 1, 2, 3. Jeff has 1, 2, 3. I forgot to mention this final question is worth 4 points.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you win it, are you allowed to distribute those points any way you want?
Yes. You get to use your own discretion.
All right.
One flex condoms are thinner than what?
Hair.
Human hair.
Michael Hanford, human hair.
This is exciting.
Okay, Mike, this all comes down to you. Neil has 3. Jeff has 3. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You just won 4.
That should be 6 I just had, I think.
Well, no.
What do you just... No, you just got 4 points.
You had 5, and you just won 4 points. So when everyone is watching you...
So I have 9.
Which you can distribute however you choose.
You can distribute however you want. So you could give 2 to Jeff, 2 to me, and we're all tied.
How do you choose?
What do I win again? A year supply of Flex One?
A lifetime supply. We're going to reach out to the sponsor and see if they'll honor this. I haven't spoken to them yet, but I do their ads, so they're probably into it.
Leave with 9 points or distribute some so these guys have more points?
So that we're all tied and we need a tiebreaker.
Do you have a tiebreaker question?
Yes.
Oh. I'm taking the 9. I'm done.
Hanford, Michael Hanford has won the Hanky Panky quiz. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations to One Flex Condoms starring graphene.
Starring.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, you go to patreon.com/thesloppyboys. You probably checked it out, but you were tenuous about committing to the $5. The $5 to get you double pleasure every week with the Sloppy Boys Blowout, the better show. And also out there is the monthly bonus show, Questions for Lennon.
That's right.
I'm a subscriber. I highly recommend it. I listen.
Did it add value to your life?
It adds value to my life. I was thinking, I'm trying to come up with a pitch I'm going to take out to the Sloppy Boys Network for a Patreon show to add to the network.
Oh, we need a hopeful slate. Maybe, hey, listen, Neil, for real though, I know that, you know, Digman is on Comedy Central and now it's streaming on Paramount Plus. if you ever kind of sour your relationship with either of those Viacom outlets, we would be willing to talk to you about debuting, releasing episodes on behind our Patreon paywall.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Oh, good.
Right.
Guys, I just want to say, hey, I know it's the holiday season. You kind of look back on the year, kind of think, what do you appreciate? What are you thankful for? This was my favorite podcast. I'm so glad you guys let me come on. I listen to every episode. Bring so much joy into my life. Thank you so much. This is an honor to be on. I know it's probably better without a guest, but
No,
not true.
Don't say that.
Happy to be here, and this is.
Don't say. I mean, it may be better in this guest situation. We may have done better with a better guest. But
sure. I agree.
I'm sure he just paid you the sweetest compliment.
Maybe it's the Fernet talking. I don't know. But
And maybe me making a joke is something my therapist would talk about. But that I'll leave that to that team.
How can you tell it's the Fernet talking and not the vermouth or the gin? You can feel that coming.
Because normally I have gin every night and I'm suave as can be. Suddenly I get this Fernet in me. Oh, you guys are the best.
Neil, we love you. You brought us holiday cheer. Everybody, for real, this is, if you didn't have Comedy Central when Digman first came out, the thing about Paramount Plus, this is the hot shit right now. That's where I'm watching The Curse.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They got the Jackass movies. They got this is Paramount Plus. They got Yellowstone, The Dutton Show.
A good movie library there, not too bad.
The Dutton Show.
Jeff Dutton's favorite show.
And by the way, I mean, Tim's a writer on Digman. Every writer contributes to every episode, but it's super funny. Hanford, a voice on multiple episodes.
Yeah. Multiple voices.
Hanford voices the character Billy the Met.
That's true.
Who I'm hoping takes a star turn in season 2.
Season 12, if we ever get there, is just only Billy the Met. It's a small mumblecore, character study.
I'll keep my voice in tune for that character. Thank you.
Thank you, yes.
Neil, where can we find you, bud?
I'm Neiler Dude on Instagram, which is kind of the only thing I ever really look at at all in my entire life. And
how about your monthly show at the Elysian Theater in LA?
And yes, and Paul Rustin and I do a monthly show at the Elysian called Playhouse Masterpieces. Sometimes we live stream it. I think we're going to get back into some live streams in the new year. So be on the lookout for that. We always announce that either on Paul's Insta or mine. Or the Elysian, and so
hell yeah, thanks for coming, Neil, and hey,
wonderful,
thanks dudes.
Tim and Mike, where can we find you online?
At Tim Kelpakis. I got some of the funniest tweets on there.
I'm at the Sloppy Boys. I'm at the Mike Hanford doing it right stylies on social meds. That's a long one.
The Mike Hanford doing it right stylies
social meds.
You know where to find me, Mike Hanford. Find it.
Yeah, at Jefferson Dunn. Give us a follow. Give us a follow and a like and a fucking share.
Like and subscribe. Report and
rank and report.
Rank and report.
Rank and report.
Good episode, guys.
Rank and
good apps.
See you next week, folks.
Later.
Bye.
Peace.